George Jetson. His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife.
This ain't no regular stop, buddy. Guys like you mess up my schedule.
Sorry, my car broke down. How much is the fare?
Hey, it's tokens only.
No tokens. Rider has no tokens. No tokens.
Hey, that thing took my watch.
Next time, have some tokens.
I saw that. It's a shame the way they treat you these days.
And for me, it's been one of those days.
Everybody has them.
But that's all behind me. Please, Sonny, don't do that.
Mommy, Mommy, I hate that man.
Junior, stop that. You'll ruin your expensive teddy bear.
I can sympathize. I used to have those days myself.
Oh, used to have? You don't have them anymore?
Never. You see, I'm an inventor, and I invented this.
What is it?
I call it Replayola. And with it, I can actually change those bad moments in life.
Change them? Go on.
Truly, I can. With Replayola, I can rewind life and make whatever changes I want.
Impossible.
That bus driver spoke rudely to me, too. But I just backed life up, simply wished that he was nice as nice can be.
In your mind, maybe. But I'll bet he doesn't remember it that way.
No, that's the beauty of it. With Replayola, you can actually change life. Not just in your mind, but in theirs, too.
You mean, when I say, I wish I'd said that, you really can't go back and say it?
Absolutely. You see, these buttons are incredibly sensitive chemical electroreceptors.
I'll be darned.
Here, try it.
I just push rewind?
Right. And just stop when you come to the spot.
Let's see. I push edit.
Hello there. That's not one of our regular stops, but I'm sure glad I could be of service to you.
Gosh, I'm sorry. I don't seem to have any tokens.
That's quite all right. You can mail it into the bus company.
Gee, thanks.
Now, you just take a nice seat and have a comfy ride. Sure hope we see you again, and you have a wonderful evening.
Mommy, Mommy, what a nice man he is. I wish he was my daddy.
There. Now you're right back to the present.
Fantastic. What's this button do?
Be careful with that one. That's for erasing.
Let's see. Rewind, then erase.
See? They're gone.
Oh, my gosh, what did I do?
It's all right. They still exist. They just aren't on the bus.
Huh. Look, I've got to have this thing. How much?
Well, I'm not into production yet, but I suppose I could spare one.
Boy, oh boy, I'm going to erase everything all the way back to before my car broke down. And I'll drive home.
No, 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 don't do that. You'll erase me and Replayola. Then what'll you have?
Oh. I'm home.
Hi, Dad.
What's up, Daddy?
Hello, dear. Did you get the part for the sink plunger?
I'm home.
Hi, Dad. Great to have you home.
Welcome home to the number one daddy in the world.
Good evening, Mr. J. Can I get you anything, you wonderful, wonderful employer?
Darling, so glad to see you. And Orbity will be, too, if you have that release suction fuse. What's come over us? We're acting like you've been on a year-long trip to a distant galaxy.
I'll tell you what's come over you. Replayola.
Replayola?
Greatest thing since laser beam sliced bread.
So, what's it do?
You can spruce up the past with it. For instance, I can make myself the star quarterback of a high school football team.
Don't be silly, George. Bunky Bingston was the star quarterback.
Sure, but with Replayola, I could be.
That's ridiculous. Then what would Bunky Bingston be?
Water boy, if I wanted it.
George, you've always been jealous because Bunky was sweet on me.
Jealous of Bunky? Ha! I wonder what ever happened to that creep.
I ran into him at the market. He told me he's done very, very well.
Yeah, that's Bunky. Did he have his net worth printed on his shirt?
He's right here in the neighborhood at that expensive Snooty Towers.
Neighborhood? I almost forgot to meet him.
What's that, Dad?
Your father has to speak about some needed improvement.
But, Dad, you said yourself you're the worst speaker in the world.
If I need a little help this time, Elroy, maybe I'll know where to get it. And so, my fellow neighbors, it's up to us. That is up to we neighbors who live here, here in the neighborhood, to protect the neighborhood's appearance. I thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jetson. And now it's our pleasure to have a few words from a newcomer to our neighborhood. Let's give a warm welcome to...
I wasn't so good, huh?
Our new neighbor, Mr. Bunky Bingston.
Good evening, neighbors. And what a pleasure it is to call you neighbors, even a silver-tongued Jetson here. Years ago, we went to high school together. Nice to know he still has all his marbles. Too bad he keeps them all in his mouth. Anyway, on my way here this evening, it occurred to me to reflect upon the word neighbor itself. What does it really mean? To me, neighbor means respect, concern, care. And yes, I'm not ashamed to say it, neighbor means love. On the way here this evening, I had some notes here somewhere. Oh, yes, pick up laundry, stop by market. Where was I? I just wanted to say in conclusion, thank you.
George, did you do this?
That's nothing. Watch this. And so, my neighbors, it is with abundance of joy that I say to you, let us go forward in a spirit of community and friendship, so that in years to come, this hallowed area, this precious place we call home, will forever be our neighbor.
Oh, George, you were wonderful, but poor, poor Bunky.
Yeah, lucky I talked the crowd out of drumming him out of the neighborhood.
Mr. Jetson, I'm Ralph Kingmaker. Politics is my game, and I just want to tell you that speech was the finest I've ever heard.
Well, thank you.
And I think you are the most exciting new political personality of our time.
Me?
You can become senator, and maybe even governor.
Governor? Senator?
And maybe even go all the way.
George, how on earth can we afford all these things?
Easy. I just replayed it back to my last bank deposit and upped it a few hundred.
George, isn't that cheating?
Not really. I'll just play back the last time, basically turn me down for a raise. Only this time, he'll give me one.
This is so exciting. We can stock up on everything.
Stock up. Great idea, Jane. Look over there. E.F. Glutton, stockbroker.
No, sir. I wouldn't recommend Amalgamated Steel and Dye. They have a terrible profit-dividend ratio.
What the heck? I'll buy 10,000 shares.
George!
Really, mister? Amalgamated is on a downward spiral.
Make that 20,000 shares.
All right. Don't say I didn't warn you. The money is due in 3 days.
George, I'm frightened. We could lose everything we have in the world.
Trust me.
Extra, extra, see all about it. Amalgamated Steel and Dye plant blows up. Executives in prison for embezzlement and fraud. Video news disc? It's got the whole story of the big corporate collapse.
No thanks, Sonny.
Extra, see all about it.
I told you, Amalgamated has dived 80 points. It's a total disaster.
We're ruined.
Wrong.
I can hardly believe it. We made half a million.
Extra, see all about it. Amalgamated Steel and Dye announces greatest year in history. President named Man of the Century.
I'll take one.
Hey, mister, how about a tip?
Sure. Buy Amalgamated stock. Some men are born great, and some men have greatness thrust upon them. And some of us are a combination of the two.
Right, right.
Gee, Dad, you're not going to speak at this thing, are you?
This thing is an important fundraiser, Elroy. There'll be 5,000 people listening to me speak.
But, Daddy, the time you spoke at my Girl Scout meeting, they almost cookied you to death.
How do you like my new dress, George?
Fine, fine. 87 years ago, our astronauts brought forth upon this galaxy a new...
10 minutes till your appointment, Mr. Big Shot. Shake a leg and break a leg.
Break a leg?
Good luck in ancient showbiz talk.
I hope this dress is okay. I kept thinking what a governor's wife wears or a senator's.
You mean Daddy is really speaking in front of 5,000 people?
Mom, you ought to be thinking what would a widow wear when they bury him.
A star's about to be born, but where is he? Oh, Mr. Jetson, what a great night this is going to be.
I brought the family, like you said.
Wonderful. Kids and a dog are pure gold in politics, and I'd like you to meet my wife.
I'm sure you girls will be great friends.
Like identical twins. I'd heard there were some cheap rip-offs of this dress.
Careful, Tubby, or you may see that dress ripped off right here.
Rosie!
Who are you calling Tubby, aluminum head?
Girls, girls! Ow! It's okay, Astro. No harm, no foul. Time to put an end to this replay, old buddy.
Get all you mangy little mutt.
You keep your grubby little hands off Fufu, you little runt.
Where are you, Replayola? Where'd you go?
How dare you speak to my son that way? That son belongs in a kennel along with that dog of yours.
That's my brother you're calling a dog.
And that goes for your whole family, including that pie-faced piece of scrap metal.
Thank you for making my day.
Ow!
My future's on the line. Replayola, come back.
Get out. Get out, all of you. I don't want to set eyes on you ever again.
But you were going to introduce me. My public is waiting. What about my future?
As far as I'm concerned, your future's behind you, Jetson.
Did anybody drop this gadget?
Boy, I never thought I'd live to say it, but I'm sure glad to see you.
Don't overdo it, Jetson. From what I've seen of this little fracas, old marble mouth has become old foot in the mouth.
So maybe I'm not so glad to see you. Give me that. As the old saying goes, would you run that by me again? I brought the family, like you said.
Wonderful. Kids and a dog are pure gold in politics, and I'd like you to meet my wife, Irene, and Fufu.
I'm sure you girls will be great friends.
Well, at least we have a head start. We both have great taste.
I agree. I love your dress.
Oh, I love yours, too.
It's not fair to keep your public waiting any longer, George. I want to introduce them to the most dynamic speaker of our time.
And that, my friends, is our call to greatness. A challenge for today and a golden tomorrow.
Did Mr. Kingmaker really mean President, Dad?
Anything can happen, Elroy. Remember, we're living in a free galaxy.
With speeches like that, Daddy, you can take every planet in the universe.
Well, maybe not every planet.
George, your broker's on the phone. Can you imagine this? The Amalgamated stock has shot up another half billion.
We're billionaires, Jane. Yesterday, nobody's with nothing. And today, billionaires. And pretty soon, I may be president.
Dear, let's not lose our sense of proportion entirely.
Lose? We haven't lost anything. We've gained money and power.
George, that's hardly everything.
But close, Jane. Funky Bingston, cry your eyes out.
You're right. He doesn't have your Replayola.
With or without it, he's still the bum he always was.
George, your jealousy is showing.
Me? Jealous of Funky? Ha!
just because I liked him a little, and he did a few things better than you did.
You liked him a lot. He had a nice car, took you to nicer restaurants, and I suppose he even kissed better than I did.
I didn't say that.
You did not say it.
No, I didn't.
Yuck! The idea of that idiot kissing Jane. Hey, why not? I'll just rewind back to when he kissed her and edit. No, I'll erase. I'll erase the whole day he kissed her. Aha, there it is. I'll just back it up a few hours and erase.
John, burnt again.
Jane, where are you?
Did you call, Mr. J?
Have you seen Jane, Rosie?
Who?
Don't play games, Rosie. Jane, where'd she go?
Jane? I don't know any Jane.
Jane, my wife.
Mr. J, you know you're not married.
Rosie, have you blown your circuits? I'm married and have two kids.
You never did marry, Mr. J. You're a bachelor. You don't have any kids.
Cut it out, Rosie. Of course I have kids. Elroy. Where's Elroy? I don't understand. Judy, honey, will you tell Rosie that... Oh, no. Judy! Oh, my gosh, I remember now. Funky Bingston was at our wedding. He kissed the bride. I've erased our wedding day. No wife, no kids. This doesn't even look like my home. Rosie, what am I gonna do?
The same boring things you always do. You get up, you count your money, you call your stockbroker, you count your money.
Oh, Jane! Kids, come back!
I'm gonna check the phone book for a doctor. Under bonkers.
I'll sue. That man on the bus is gonna get the biggest lawsuit that's ever been.
Now you stay calm, and I'll see if they can work you in at the Happydale home for the hopelessly zonked.
The man on the bus said once you erase it, it's gone.
Good news, Mr. Jetson. You're up another $500 million with your amalgamated. You're on your way to becoming the wealthiest, most powerful man in the universe.
Don't bother me. I've got to find Jane. But where would she be? I know. Funky Bingston. Maybe he's kept in touch with her.
Great news, George. There's a galactic groundswell rolling for you.
Yeah, but I've got something important to do.
What's more important than the highest office in the galaxy?
Snooty Tower. This is where she said he was. Come on, Funky, you twerp. Open up.
Yes?
Jane, thank heaven I found you.
Why, it's George. George Jetson.
Who is it, Jane?
It's George Jetson. Remember George from school? Come in, George. My, it's been years.
What do you mean, years? What are you doing here?
Doing here? I live here.
Come on, Jane, you belong to me.
Oh, George, you were always such a kidder.
The furniture. Why is it here?
Why? Why, I picked this furniture right after Bunky and I were married.
Married?
George, what brings you here?
I've come for my wife.
Your wife?
Let's go, Jane.
George, this joke's gone far enough.
I'll say it has. And don't bother seeing us for another 20 years.
Jane? She hardly knew me. Our wonderful kids. They don't even exist. And all because of this lousy replay older. Hey, wait. Maybe if I rewind back to that little man on the bus, he can help.
Oh, I warned you about erasing.
Please, mister, please. I'll give you anything. I'm a rich man now.
Oh, I don't want anything.
I've got to have them back.
Well, there is one way. But you'll lose anything replay Ola has brought you.
I don't care.
I saw your political speech on Space Vision. There'd be no stopping you.
It doesn't matter.
And the money, it would all be gone.
Yes, anything.
Then all you have to do is give Replayola back to me.
Here, glad to get rid of it.
And I'll rewind back to before I got on the bus.
And I'll never have had Replayola?
Exactly. I won't take this bus. I'll take another one.
Mommy, Teddy isn't heavy enough. I really hate this man.
Oh, here, darling. Use Mommy's purse.
Great little guy you've got there, lady. Hey, this is my stop.
And next time, have tokens.
Thank you, I will. Hey, Judy, Elroy, I'm home.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son. Boy, I love the sound of that hi, Dad.
Huh? Daddy, what's up?
My spirits, dear.
Hello, dear. Have a nice day.
Every day I get to be with you is a nice day. Astro, that slurp is worth $1 million.
Oh, George, they canceled the neighborhood meeting.
Great. Let's order out for some space pizza and just have an evening here together.
Oh, that would be nice. But you'll never guess who I met in the market today and invited to dinner.
Quiet, George, old buddy. Jane, how's my girl?
Oh, here we go again and again and again.